there's a survey out that asks what constitutes binge watching. How many episodes of a single show is binge watching?
I'll say three or more.
Three or more? That I think is the most common response, but the answers are all over the place. Some people said two in a row is binge watching. About 30% said three in a row. 20% said four in a row. Five is binge watching to some people. And 10% of people don't think it counts as binge watching unless you've watched at least seven episodes.
Like
in
a whole
one
season.
Yeah.
Like, if you woke up Saturday morning at 6 and made coffee and watched an entire season of Fuller House by the end of the day, that's certainly binge watching.
But some people say two.
No. Two. I mean, you could watch two of some things on normal TV.
Right.
They'll do two episodes back to back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
is that a binge? Well, this is the kind of cold weather that if it weren't Mardi Gras, I would so be making gumbo watching an entire season of something.
I was going to make gumbo last night. I had a big plan. I was going to Rod's and Church Point. I was going to get smoked sausage. And I just never happened. So I think once I walked out in the weather and realized what it was like, it's like, I'll just eat frozen soup, like from the freezer. I'll just eat something I already have. I'm not making, but I'm going to make gumbo this weekend. But I've got to watch. I guess I'll binge watch because I have two episodes left of The Pharmacist. So I'm going to watch those this weekend. I watched the first two, and I've got two more to go. And wow, mind blown by the first two episodes of that show. If you have Netflix, take the time and watch it. It's fascinating.
You could still catch up on the DeLorean Man. Or the Mandalorian, as a lot of people call it.
But I think this weekend is C-3PO's birthday. How good? How does that work?